Here we go. This is it. We're down to the last 8 debaters. By the end of this week, there will be 4. Those 4 will go on to next week's semi-final and final. 1 winner, 1 million naira. This week, we're down from 2 debates a day to just 1. Monday to Thursday, 4 to 5. Big thank you to all of our sponsors and partners who made I Beg to Differ happen. Paystack is our headline sponsor. Paystack lets your business receive payments from anyone, anywhere in the world, and in any currency. Now, you already know that the winner gets 1 million naira, but that is not the only prize up for grabs. Obiwizi.com has prizes for the top 3 finishers. The champion gets an HP laptop, the first runner-up gets an iPhone, and the second runner-up gets a JBL flip portable speaker. Obiwizi.com offers both new and good as new gadgets at affordable prices, and all of them have a warranty. And all 4 semi-finalists will walk away with a tablet from RLG. RLG is a Nigerian original equipment manufacturer. They're based in Ilesha, that's in Osun State. They manufacture laptops, desktop computers, decoders, smart electric meters, power banks, and yes, tablets. And also a big thank you to Printivo. Printivo is an online design and print platform. Whether you are a business needing to print branded collaterals, or say you're a person who needs souvenirs for a wedding or funeral, Printivo can help. And they have provided goodie bags for all of our kids debating during this tournament. And speaking of goodies, Just Food is keeping all our debaters very happy with their ice cream after each match. And speaking of matches, today I have in the studio with me 2 winners from last Monday's debates. They are about to go head to head for a spot in next Monday's semi-final. So let's debate. Our first debater is an SS3 student at Lagos State Model Senior College, Kankan Badagry. She's 15 years old. This is actually the 3rd time that she has debated. Deborah Pamzat qualified through the playoffs, and we are so happy that she's still here. Deborah, good to see you again.
Thank you, ma'am.
How long did you have to travel for? You look like you haven't gotten a lot of sleep. How much sleep have you gotten, Deborah? Not a lot, right? Not a lot. Okay. You're going to take some time and sleep this week. And then, of course, our second debater is an SS3 student at Awori Ajeremi Senior Grammar School. He's 16 years old. Clement Brimo, welcome back to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you so much.
So, fun story. Deborah and Clement are actually arch enemies when it comes to debates. So apparently they've met each other before during another debate competition, and Deborah won, and Clement has sworn that today, you no go escape, Deborah. So no pressure on both of you. There's 1 million naira on the line. May the best debater win. Now, the contestants already know the rules, but let me remind you what they are again. I will give you a topic. One of you will be in support and one of you will oppose. You will each get 3 minutes first to present your positions. Then you'll get another 3 minutes for the rebuttal round to address the points that your opponents have made. Now, remember that this is not the playoffs. Deborah knows what I'm talking about. This is the main event. That means no do-overs if you make an error. If you forget something, just keep going. If you don't keep going, the clock is the clock. Our panel of judges will score both rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation will earn you points during style. Number of opponents' points addressed will earn you points for the rebuttal's presentation. The strength of your rebuttal of each point will also earn you points. Now, if your scores are tied by the time both of you are done, there will be a tiebreaker round. You will switch sides and you have 3 minutes again to debate in favor of your opponent's position. Clement, you know how this goes. You've already done it once already. You'll be scored for all new points that you make that were missed by your opponent and all new rebuttals to the points that you made earlier on. Now, both of you already know that your topic is Nigeria should allow diaspora voting. Am I right?
Yes.
All right. Let's choose who goes first. What's written is on the other side. Forget the scribbling on the back of that piece of paper. Are we good to go? Are we good to go?
Yes.
Are we ready to go? Lagos, I think these debaters deserve a round of applause for making it this far to begin with. I'm so proud of them. Well done to both of you. Good job to both of you. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back from this break, we're going to hear from our motion supporter or our motion opposer. Who is supporting?
Supporting.
All right, which means Clement Brimo is opposing. Lagos, we're streaming live on Facebook. Facebook only. Facebook Nigeria Info 99.3. Facebook Nigeria Info 99.3. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Don't go away.
Do you have a growing business or an exciting idea for one? Take your business to the next level with Paystack. Paystack helps you accept payments online from anyone, anywhere in the world. And in any currency they choose to pay in. Naira, US dollars, pounds, any currency. We also give you all the tools you need to scale your business for free. So, no website? Cool, you can create one for free with Paystack. Are you always on the move? You can manage sales and orders from a mobile app. Do you want to get paid faster? You can send quick online invoices to your clients. And there's lots more for you to discover. To get started, create your free account at paystack.com/beg to differ. Once again, go to paystack.com/beg to differ to sign up free for all the tools that you need to start and scale your business.
Thank you again to Paystack for sponsoring this. Pamzat, your 3 minutes starts now.
Diaspora voting gives the right of traits to vote in elections in their origin, dates back to the period of the Roman Emperor Augustus in the 62 BC, when members of the local Senate in 28 newly established colonies cast votes for candidates for the city offices of Rome and sent them under seal to Rome for the day of the elections. Today, 115 countries and territories, including 28 African countries, practice diaspora voting. However, about 17 million Nigerians in diaspora are constitutionally excluded from participation in their homeland electoral process. This is nothing but disenfranchisement. Good evening, the moderator, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, co-debater, and the ever-attentive audience. I'm Deborah Pamzat of Lagos State Model Senior College, Kankoba Dagri, Education District 5. I'm here to support the proposition which states that Nigeria should allow diaspora voting. I strongly believe that Nigeria should allow diaspora voting. Why? To start with, the vote of about 17 million Nigerians of voting age in diaspora will make a significant impact in determining the outcome of elections in Nigeria and also allow a wider participation in the electoral process. Again, panel of judges, diaspora voting will enhance national integrity about our foreign policies and relation, thereby adding credibility to the country's electoral process. This is because if they are to vote, we will definitely map out their voting modalities, which will involve foreign diplomacy, policy, and relation, with the implication that we have advanced in our country's electoral process and also moving forward with the trend of time. In addition, panel of judges, if Nigerians in diaspora are allowed to vote, it will create a sense of belonging in them and also boost their interest in contributing to the country's socio-economic and political development. Moreover, since they are contributing significantly to the socio-economic development in the country by investing into the economy and attracting foreign investors, allowing them to vote will engender better policies for investment, which will ensure economic growth in the long run, as they are not favorable policies that will attract investment for them in their businesses. And they also know the candidates that will ensure effective implementation of these policies. Again, panel of judges and the attentive audience. Not allowing Nigerians in diaspora to vote will amount in denial of their political right to vote as entrenched in Article 21, Subsection 1.
Thank you very much, Deborah. Your time is up. Well done. I should point out, of course, that the number of Nigerians in diaspora are 1.7 million, not 17 million, like what's her name said, like Deborah said. Now, remember, of course, that your points have to be factual. Our judges are also paying attention to whether you're making factual points. Now, Clement Braimo, your time starts now.
Diaspora voting was firstly implemented to make Nigerians abroad participate in their country. According to Barack Obama, there is nothing like a vote that doesn't matter. End of quote. Good day, moderator, honorable adjudicators, accurate timekeeper, co-debater, and my lovely audience. I am Braimo Clement, a bold representative of Aworia Jeremy Senior Grammar School, Education District 5, and I oppose the motion which states Nigeria should allow diaspora voting. Firstly, it would increase electoral malpractice. Under the Nigerian Constitution of 1999 and the Electoral Act of 2010, all Nigerians have the right to vote. But Nigerians abroad would increase electoral malpractice because the vote of the Nigerians in diaspora would be used against them because of the incumbent party who have the logistics and the statistics of Nigerians abroad. Also, Nigerians in the diaspora would actually... Secondly, the votes of the Nigerians in diaspora would be used against them because the Nigerians... Firstly, diaspora voting would bring about electoral malpractice. Nigerians in the diaspora, the votes of Nigerians in the diaspora will be used against them because the incumbent party are the custodians of the votes of Nigerians in the diaspora and can use it against them. Also, diaspora voting will bring about... Moreover... Firstly, it will bring about inequality.
Clement Braimo there. Clement Braimo is a 16-year-old student at Awori Ajeremi Senior Grammar School. Clement, welcome. All right. Lagos, you're listening to I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. We have two amazing debaters in the studio with us. Deborah Pamzat, on her third debate in this tournament. She's 15 years old. She's in SS3. She's a student at the Lagos State Model Senior College, Kankan Badagry. Our second debater, SS3 student at Aworia Jeremy Senior Grammar School, 16 years old, Clement Braimo. And they've just debated whether... Nigeria should allow diaspora voting. Deborah Pamzat supported that Nigeria should allow diaspora voting. And Clement opposed that Nigeria should allow diaspora voting. Lagos, our judges, three of them compiling their results. We'll take a break. When we come back, it will be time for the rebuttal round. I'm your moderator, Sandra Ezekwesili. You can watch this tournament live on Facebook. Facebook's Nigeria Info 99.3. Facebook only, Nigeria Info 99.3. But if you cannot watch right now, don't worry. From 5 p.m., Wazobia Max TV will be carrying this live on DSTV, GoTV, Star Times, and Channel 57.
Do you have a growing business or an exciting idea for one? Take your business to the next level with Paystack. Paystack helps you accept payments online from anyone, anywhere in the world, and in any currency they choose to pay in. Naira, US dollars, pounds, any currency. We also give you all the tools you need to scale your business for free. So, no website? Cool, you can create one for free with Paystack. Are you always on the move? You can manage sales and orders from a mobile app. Do you want to get paid faster? You can send quick online invoices to your clients. And there's lots more for you to discover. To get started, create your free account at paystack.com/beg to differ. Once again, go to paystack.com/beg to differ to sign up free for all the tools that you need to start and scale your business.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You are listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is I Beg to Differ, is our students' debate tournament. And we have on the show with us Deborah Pamzat, 15 years old, and Clement Brimo, 16 years old. Now it's time for the rebuttal round. This time we're going to start with Clement Brimo, who is the motion opposer. Clement, your 3 minutes starts now.
Thank you. I remember I'm a Clement, and I am here to oppose the points given by my opponent. My opponent said that the Roman Emperor Augustus implemented diaspora voting, firstly. Then, the aim of the Roman Emperor Augustus was a very political obligation. It was a very political matter. And so, it was not based on the right of the people in diaspora to vote. It was based on for him to get the votes of the people, and not because of they have the rights. Also, he said is a significant impact, 1.7 million people coming in to vote. No, it will not make a significant impact, because the people in diaspora would not make a difference, because this mindset of the people is higher than the mindset of the people in diaspora. Let me tell you that if 1.7 people is added to the amount of the people that to the amount of the votes of the people of the opposition party, it doesn't really make a difference, because the politicians can actually manipulate this vote in favor of them. You also said it will bring about credibility of election. No, it will decrease credibility, because of the politicians can actually manipulate these votes in favor of them and to distort their opponents. You also said it will bring a sense of belonging and political development. No. If Nigerians in diaspora really want to participate in voting and have a sense of belonging, they should live permanently in the country instead of running away to other countries looking for greener pastures. You also said it will attract foreign investors. Diaspora voting does not attract foreign investors, because even if they're sending remittances and increasing Nigeria's GDP by 6.1%, this doesn't make a difference. The people in the homeland can start up their businesses by themselves. This will not attract foreign investors. You also said it would be easy to get the knowledge of the candidates. Actually, it took the United States of Wisconsin 450 years to implement diaspora voting. And so this took them time to get the knowledge of the individuals, for them to cast their votes, to count their votes, and to find out the legitimate votes. Oh, and I'm sure with this point, I've been able to convince you that diaspora voting should not be implemented in Nigeria. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Clement Brimo there. Clement Brimo there. All right. Good job. Well done. And now let's move on to the motion supporter, Deborah Pamzat. Your 3 minutes starts now.
I'm back as promised. My opening first point was about diaspora voting increasing the rate of electoral malpractices in the country. Well, I totally disagree with you, Clement, because I believe that diaspora voting can never increase the rate of electoral malpractice in the country, because instead, it's going to reduce it. You talked about the politicians being the custodians of the political parties, so they'll have access to the logistics. That's literally impossible, because the only commission that will have access to the electoral logistics is the Independent National Electoral Commission. No political party, no party candidate, no party aspirant can have access to our country's logistics. And our INEC, and the country's INEC, is very, very credible. They are a free and fair electoral body. They don't cheat. They do not involve or indulge yourself in my practice. So that's literally impossible. And you also talked about inequality. Well, I agree with you in the point of inequality, because if Nigerians in diaspora are not allowed to vote, that is where the inequality comes in. As a citizen of Nigeria, wherever I am in life, I am expected to vote for my country, because it increases the spirit of patriotism, the spirit of nationalism. Why should I, because I traveled abroad, then I should not be allowed to vote in my country? Why? It makes no sense. Me being abroad does not give anybody the right to deprive me of my right to vote as a Nigerian. As far as I'm a Nigerian, I should vote, whether for primary election or for general election. Then your last point was about the politicians using the votes of Nigerians in diaspora against them. How can our politicians use our votes against us? That's literally impossible, because our vote counts for them. We're actually voting for them. So how can they use our vote against us? Having reported all the points you make, I still agree with myself that Nigerians in diaspora should be allowed to vote. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Deborah Pamzat there. Deborah, well done. Good job. Well done. Okay. Thank you to Paystack for making this possible. Thank you as well to Printivo. Thank you to obiwizi.com. Thank you to Just Food. And thank you to RLG Technologies. RLG will be providing tablets to the four finalists of I Beg to Differ. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to see if one person has moved on to the semifinals next week. We'll see if there's a tie. We'll see if there's anything else. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. This is I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Hey, hey, hey! You know, when I'm here, I've got good news for you. Yes, Paystack helps businesses like yours accept payments online from anyone, anywhere in the world, in any currency. So let's say you have customers in Nigeria, Ghana, the USA, or Malaysia. They can pay you online. Even if they don't have Naira, they can pay you in dollars or CDs or pounds or euros, any currency that works for them. And you get paid. That's why over 60,000 businesses, startups, and government agencies are using Paystack right now. Paystack is powering their growth. And if you choose Paystack today, you get free access to all the tools they're using. If you're just starting, these tools will help you launch your business and start getting paid. If you're already operating, they'll help you scale faster. I mean, what are you waiting for? Well, if you're wondering, what are these tools? If you don't have a website, Paystack helps you create one for free without any technical skills. There's the free mobile app for managing sales and orders even while you're on the move. And if you want to send invoices, fam, you can do it right from the app or website, and your customer can pay you online. And that's just the beginning, of what Paystack can do for you. So I know you want to get started. I mean, guess what? It's easy. Just open your free account at paystack.com/beg to differ. That is paystack.com/beg to differ. Sign up for free, and right away you can access all the tools you need to get started and scale your business while getting paid from anyone, anywhere, and in any currency. So what are you waiting for? Head over to paystack.com/beg to differ and get started.
Thank you very much, Paystack, for sponsoring this event, being our headlining sponsor. Now it's time for the results. The results are in. The judges have sent the results in. And in the next few seconds, we will find out who has just made it into the semifinals next week. We'll also find out if there's a tie. And if there's a tie, the debaters will switch sides. They'll debate for 3 minutes and they will have to take down the points that they made in the earlier rounds. During the presentation round, Deborah scored 24, Clement scored 6. The judges awarded Deborah 21 points for style. They awarded Clement 12 points for style. In the rebuttal round, Deborah scored 15 points. Clement scored 15 points. The judges awarded Deborah 18 points for style. They awarded Clement 15 points for style. With a total of 78 points, Deborah wins and moves on to next week's semifinals. Deborah Panzak, welcome. Congratulations. You just qualified for the semifinal next week. Hopefully you can get a lot of rest this week and be ready and prepped and back in the studio. Clement Brimo, thank you for taking part. You did so well. You made it to the top eight. That's something phenomenal. I want you to be very proud of yourself. And I want to remind you that what happened here today happens all the time with the best speakers. But you're going to go, you're going to practice, you're going to get better, and you're going to come back and you're going to win. Okay, Clement? Well done. Good job. Thank you to both of you. You may leave the studio now. Well done to both of them. We're going to see Deborah next week. God.